I'm Matthew Scott with Mission Network News. The energy war between Russia and Ukraine leaves citizens on both sides scrambling this winter. Ukraine has struck at least 21 of Russia's 38 large oil refineries since January, leading to gas shortages. Meanwhile, Russia is targeting Ukraine's gas infrastructure. Emergency power blackouts have touched nearly every region in Ukraine. Eric Mock with Slavic Gospel Association says of one Russian strike in Kyiv,
the damage that was done to the electrical facility was so great that the local leaders said this will not be rebuilt until the war ends.
You can imagine the struggle facing families as winter sets in.
Everything we send over for winter warmth, all of that goes through the local church.
That way, people in need can see Christ's love in action and hear the gospel directly from local believers. Learn how you can partner with SGA's work in the full report online. And many in Myanmar are still recovering from the devastating earthquake that hit the country this March. But AMG International has been able to help people rebuild. Brian Dennett says,
AMG has been able to reach over 36,000 people since March. That's over 6,000 families who were helped in their effects from this awful earthquake, but also heard a clear gospel presentation.
People in Myanmar are also facing destruction at the hands of their government. Over 20 people died at a candlelight vigil this month that was intentionally bombed by Myanmar's military from a mechanical paraglider. Please pray for those who are suffering in Myanmar. Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering a 15-day Hindu World Prayer Guide and an invitation to join together in praying for them through October 26th. Get your copy when you click the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Matthew Scott.